This podcast may contain adult content and is meant for mature audiences only. I guess that's more of adult content meant for immature adults. What I mean is that there may be explicit descriptions of crimes as well as all manner of unsavory language. I sure hope there is. As we tend to do when missing one or more of our players, we pivot to a discussion podcast about the Sixth World instead of playing in the Sixth World. Obviously, based on the subject matter we're covering today, you can expect some profanity since we're talking about profanity. If you're easily offended or have young ears within earshot, you may want to skip this one. Or not, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you've been warned. Listener discretion is advised.
You wanted to do the Surged Humans when we had Kat and Quark.
That is true.
So. Slang in the sixth world, grid guide.
I feel like slang in the sixth world will end up just like talking about how dumb it is.
Well, and that's a thing. Like it's really like some people can really get into it. Other people just can't. Like even D&D, like they get into talking in this world weird like old ye English, and it's like, what are you doing? Just talk normal, but people get into it. But well, of the slang for
the thing with the sixth world slang, though, is that most of it, most of what I remember of it, seems like it would only work in Seattle, because a lot of it, from what I remember when I looked at it way back, is a lot of it is bound up in the. They've got a sort of pseudo Japanese uprising culture coming in there because of all the immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Part of it is they've tried to make it like a kind of a pidgin dialect.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, it's basically a Creole language, except it's Japanese.
Creole is a pidgin. Same thing with like Firefly with the Chinese language in everything. You know, it makes sense for trying to, I guess we're talking about slang in the sixth world today. Like, the whole reason that they do those in TV shows is so you can basically cuss on American television, from what I understand. Like, I just hit my shin on a part of my ship, and now I need to cuss, but I don't want to get censored because the show is PG-13, so I'm going to do it in Chinese because, I mean, how many people on the planet speak Chinese? Well, it turns out quite a few, but not American censors. Let's be honest, cussing has changed throughout years. I remember, George Carlin's Seven Naughty Words, and now, like, our president has used one of those words in a briefing, so it's like, well, is shit a bad word anymore?
I think you can say shit on broadcast TV.
Yeah, I think basically that one's lost all of its...
I mean, I think South Park did an entire skit on that.
Well, they did an entire episode, and they counted the amount of shit they could say at the corner. Yeah, good old NYPD Blue broke that mold.
Do you think South Park is still cussing in 2080?
They probably made up new curse words at this point.
Actually, have they said shit once in an episode of South Park since that episode?
I think they did that, and then they realized they could just do it as much as possible, and then they were just like, well, it's not fun anymore, let's not curse. So basically, they just ruined cursing for themselves.
That sounds like something they would do.
Yeah.
So what are the common cuss words in the sixth world?
Drek.
Frag?
Drek and hoop. I never got the hoop. To replace ass, I never got hoop. Like, what?
You don't understand hoop?
I don't understand hoop.
It's what goes on a skirt.
Hoop's a circle. What does an ass have, Jupe?
A hole.
Two cheeks.
Two cheeks and a hole. That's what it's got. Hoop makes perfect sense.
Hoop doesn't make any sense.
I always felt like it was a reference to the skirt.
Well, aren't you 1950s adorable?
So, yeah, like, frag instead of fuck, I totally get.
Yeah, I'll go frag, yeah.
Drek instead of shit, sure. Like, yeah, I could say that in serious conversation with y'all and not, like, feel ridiculous. But when I talk about getting my hoop kicked,
Or get off my hoop.
Yeah, like, I don't...
Let's kick some hoop, guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, that one sounds like you're trying to be civil.
Yeah. It sounds like a 1940s baseball broadcaster. Oh, you really kicked some hoop there, eh?
Oh, you fell and busted your hoop.
Yeah, it just doesn't, I find it funny that this setting tried to kind of PC themselves. You know, they basically did it so that people could read this without being offended by foul language. But the whole, universe is so dark. But you're worried about that when we're talking about people being basically slaves in the future and having this, the rain is freaking acid.
In their defense, curse words would be different by that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think the F word would have changed, though.
Well, if anything,
that would go anywhere.
It'd become more parts of speech than it already is.
Yeah, it becomes just what you say every time.
In that context, frag somehow sounds like it's even worse because, okay, so we had the old F word, but that's just become so generalized that it doesn't have the identity anymore of being I'm going to cause harm to you or something like that, or something needs to be harmed. It loses that value because it's used so much. So then you have frag, and to fragment something, to throw a frag at it, to, whatever sort of interpretation you're going to have, it's back to being harm.
Yeah.
Well, and, it might be that frag is just the informal version of the F word. You know, it's just the street version, and all the hoity-toity business people use the regular F word.
So now we're using this slang to show we've got street cred versus corporate etiquette. I can buy that. Yeah.
Well, that, and it just is a little more specific in how you could apply it.
Yeah, but you can't really use it for as many. It's not as versatile.
Now, if you're going for the whole street cred versus corporate speak thing, then you start getting into the various weebisms, I think.
I don't know what you mean by that.
They say, oh my.
Oh, yeah. So again, that's supposed to show the rise of the Japanacorps in the setting.
Uh-huh.
Katanas are practical street legal weapons.
In Texas, they already are. I don't know about practical, but you could carry one.
Yeah.
Does it have to be dulled?
Nope.
Why would you dull a katana? That's sacrilegious.
Yeah, you can carry around a bastard sword if you wanted to.
What's the giant two-handed sword in
Highlander?
In Shadowrun that, orcs can cleave a person in two with?
Claymore?
Yeah, it's like the...
The Ares Monosword?
No, there's a Aztec Nodokai.
Hoatl?
Isn't that the bird? I don't know.
That's a big fucking plank that has chunks of obsidian sticking out of either side.
Yeah, that.
You're thinking of Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah, the bird. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, Quetzalcoatl's the bird, snake, dragon thingy. And just Hoatl is the...
No, that's plank. A Pokemon.
Is the plank with obsidian sticking out of it.
Are you talking about the ancient Aztec weapon?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Which is
there
rocks
is
on a
one
stick.
That doesn't have obsidian sticking out. Anyway, I'm pretty sure you would scream frag and or fuck if you dropped that thing on your foot.
Yeah.
It depends if you're at the opera or not.
Well, then you'd sing it, but you'd still say the same words. Unfortunately, none of us here is a trained opera singer who could then have those expletives come out of their mouth at that point of demonstration.
Jeff's going to do the next one, not as a little German girl, but as a Italian opera singer.
Hey, don't tempt me. I'll be a portly dwarf.
I'm already out of that one.
You better kill JB off quick. People are going to be demanding him.
I mean, here I was actually expecting Jupiter to hop in with her voice actor training to actually pull that off.
She is the professional here.
Not had any training, and no. But, slang. Let's get back to that.
I mean, at this point, I feel like I need to look at the list.
I mean, there are some good ones. Keeb is a really good Shadowrun.
Oh, that one's great.
Keeb is fantastic because it's clever. Keebler elf. Of course you're going to call elves Keebs. Brilliant.
I mean, Knife ears, sure. But Keeb?
Knife ears, yeah. Keeb, yeah.
Keeb is perfect.
Ah, Chef's kiss. Mwah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Fantastic. When I run games, Shadowrun games, I try and have my NPCs speak the lingo, but you can see like a lot of people don't like it. They get really like turned off, or they're like, why are you talking that way? Like, it's just too unfamiliar. I try to go for immersion. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I've used Slitch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think that's actually more offensive than just saying bitch.
Yeah.
There are people that really don't like it when you say Slitch. They are like, no, that sounds more offensive. Really? Okay.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah.
Now means I'm going to use that when I like interpret somebody in hockey and see if they get like really mad.
What did you just say?
I mean, I wonder how many players you could get uncomfortable by having orcs talk about humans in derogatory fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they already? Don't they call us breeders?
Yes.
Yeah. Breeders. Yeah.
Like, I think that's something that most people forget. Most people would probably get uncomfortable thinking about that for any length of time.
Well, I mean, breeders is an odd insult. Basically, oh, you could reproduce. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you're not a donkey.
That's a good thing.
But yeah, I really don't understand why an orc... I mean, orcs can have children, and they actually have, like, litters.
So they're actually better at breeding than...
They're better at breeding. So how is it insulting to call a human breeder? Like, I don't get...
I think the idea is it sounds like that's the only purpose and what their mind might be thinking about at that moment.
Hmm.
That's all they can do.
But technically, like, orcs and humans can... Like, they're also the same... They're all the same species. Like, you can marry an elf, you could marry a troll, and it's kind of a flip of the die what metatype your offspring is, right? So, like, an orc and a human could... definitely intermingle, or am I wrong about that?
No, they can. I mean, if you want to live that way.
I mean,
yeah, if you want to date a human,
I'll hook up with a hot elf. I'll hook up with a hot human. Like,
if you want to get with an ugly, you want to get with a breeder? Jeez,
look, I draw the line at hooking up with a Naga.
Oof.
They're only good for one thing.
Wow,
and they're only good for Naga hide.
I mean, they're literally just giant snakes.
Yeah. That's where Naga hide comes from. Try to keep up.
I think that there's a decent number of people that when they see, oh, hey, this is a race that exists in the setting, and they see the word Naga, they have a completely different interpretation of what that means. They don't think it's literally just a giant snake.
Yeah, but in setting, like, they're awakened giant snakes.
Mm-hmm. And
in fact, you can play one as a character, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Run faster.
Good luck with that, though, because they can't hold anything.
Yeah, just, it's dumb. Because they don't have, you know, fingers.
Who needs opposable thumbs? Totally overrated.
You can also play a pixie, which you would think would have challenges, but it doesn't.
Again, what does that have to do with sling, though?
Pixies are only good as pets.
Wow.
It's impossible not to make them overpowered. I've tried.
Do we have... derogatory terms for pixies?
No, I think they probably just get tied up in the same shit as the elves. So probably dandelion eaters. Oh, and
now you're in a bondage with pixies?
I thought pixie was the derogatory term.
What are they normally, fairies?
Hmm.
I mean, a race is referred to as pixie, so I would think that fairy in that instance would be the derogatory if we're going to have anything.
I mean, Nuyen is an original one. Matrix, that is another one. Meat Space, Jack, to, you know, jacking in, jacking out.
Meat Space is a great one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, those were coined by Gibson in Neuromancer.
It's still slang for the setting.
It is, absolutely.
It's still cyberpunk slang.
Although, as an aside, I think it's funny how much William Gibson hates Shadowrun.
Well, he can join
like,
the club.
Meat Space has actually made it into today's vocabulary,
uh-huh.
Or at least in geek engineering things. If you're scheduling a meeting, whether you're doing it in Zoom or in Meat Space, like even before everything went to hell in a handbasket and you could kill someone just by shaking their hand, you had to decide where you were going to meet. And Meat Space was a place, a gross, disgusting place.
Wage slave is a good one. Very descriptive. When you hear wage slave, you pretty much know, you can identify with it quickly.
If you have a job.
I mean, but wage slave, it imparts that negative of, I work long hours, I'm a slave to a company, and I do this just for the paycheck, which probably isn't all that great.
Like, for me, it immediately conjures up a picture of someone putting one of those paper cards into the time clock and having it punch. Mm-hmm. Like, that's immediately what I think of when you say wage slave to me, is someone having to punch that clock. And I know punch the clock is still slang we use today, but, like, wage slave makes it even more, like, visceral. Like, I feel like the megacorps probably would go back to doing that, even though they've got all the technology and they've got you low-jacked so they know where you are at all times. But they still want you to pick up this little piece of paper and stick it into a slot.
Just because they can make you do it.
Yep.
That's right. Just so you know your place.
I mean, I have a badge that I have to shine in front of a card reader every time I go in and out of the building.
Well, guess what, Ome? You're a wage slave.
Don't worry. The microchips that they implant in your hand are coming, so they can auto-track you.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to forget that on a desk.
Well, you could. It would just be, there'd be extra steps.
Trog, another good one. I don't know why I gravitate towards all the racist ones, but because racism in Shadowrun is just so over the top. It's wonderful, and I just love to poke fun at it because it's just ridiculous.
And at the same time, you totally understand at least some of the genesis of it. Like, you know, I think you've said before, if I'm sending my kid to kindergarten and, you know, my kid is barely 3 foot tall, going to kindergarten, and there's a troll there who's 6'5" and, you know, 300 pounds of solid muscle and horns. Like, yeah, I might be a little bit worried. Because that kid be fear. Has not developed, like, impulse control yet, because kindergartners don't have impulse control. None of them. You could say, oh, yeah, they mature quicker, but physical maturity and mental maturity are two completely different things.
On the subject of the racist insults, those are really some of the best bits of the slang because, they are really short, to the point, and you get them.
Yeah. I mean, and you know they've heard it.
Yeah.
And you kind of wonder if they've started to try to take it back as their word.
You can't use that word. Only we can use that word.
Every culture that's had something like that thrown at them in real life has tried to take it back. Pick your word. And like, I'm trying to dance around having to say any of them.
I mean, I've been doing that the entire session.
That's one of the things that makes the racism in Shadowrun great, because you can use these slang words for it, and you're making fun of basically a Tolkien race that right now doesn't exist. So, you know, if you throw some slang at a troll, who cares? There's literally no one alive right now that we know of that has goblinized. Although it is 2020, so if we go with the timeline, someone's probably already goblinized. We just may not know about it yet.
On this list, I'm seeing orc slang for non-orc or non-troll. Smoothie. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that needs to come up.
Is that because they blend you?
No, because you have smooth skin and they have rough skin, so you're a smoothie.
So would Edward James almost fall into this category?
Oh, yeah, wow. He is an early orc. He's got subdermal deposits. I do love me some Edward James almost, though.
I do, and I don't think he'll ever hear this, so it's not going to insult him.
Oh, I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah.
Please do. Please. Stir up controversy.
Hey, EJO, if you would like to have a voice, you're awesome.
I'm pretty sure they would replace me with you with me.
Absolutely.
Or me with you.
Would you like to GM this?
Now, there are some slangs in here that I think, okay, you guys are really forcing it.
Yes.
Like jander.
Jander.
What's
can you define that for our listener?
To walk in an arrogant yet casual manner. To strut.
No.
Yeah.
Poser's another good one. I mean, you know, if you call someone a poser, we all know what that one is.
Yeah. And, like, that kind of harkens back to the punk ethos of the earlier Shadowruns. Because, like, being a punk poser was, like, an actual insult. I had some punk friends back in high school, and that was if one of them called one of the other ones a poser, it was like, oh, they're about to throw down. Same thing with skateboarders. They took that pretty serious. So, like, that one makes absolute sense, and I can't imagine that going away.
No, it's not going to go anywhere, no.
So have you ever found yourself using any of these in real life?
Meet space.
Meet space is a good one.
Like in my day-to-day?
Yeah.
No.
So I found myself using null perspiration more than once. Like, no sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I've legit actually said that to a boss who I'm pretty sure did not play Shadowrun. I know, I'm a nerd.
I haven't. I think that's because if I did, I would have to spend too much time explaining it, and I don't have that kind of time.
No, you don't explain it. You just let it sit there.
Yeah.
And bathe in the awkwardness.
It's on them to understand what you're saying.
You can get with the times.
Someone who is a really good driver today, I'm not sure I would call them a rigger, because it sounds...
way too close.
Yeah, like, I'm not comfortable using... No matter how well I think I'm pronouncing the R at the beginning,
I won't even use the term for measuring a certain amount of alcohol when mixing a drink. I avoid that like the plague.
A shot glass? Why do you hate shot glasses?
You know what I'm talking about. You laughed.
Jigger. with a J.
but a big space.
Yes.
And make sure you enunciate.
So some of these, like, Ray-Ban mode, wearing shades. Okay, do we really need slang for that? This is a great list. I love this.
Well, there's also a couple of them that you wouldn't think about, and then you're like, okay, no, the instant I see this on the list, I can absolutely see why they would have slang for that and why it would be that. So, for example, the razor gender.
Yes. Yes. As soon as someone has, like we talked about cutting cats' claws out, as soon as we can have claws added, yeah, absolutely. So some other ones I've actually seen in, like, corporate spam recently. So they talk about the scroll, where you're, like, constantly going through modern media from your cyberspace feeds and blah, blah, blah. I signed up for a different language app the other day because Duolingo has turned to shit. Duolingo has turned to dreck. And they said, pardon to interrupt your scroll. And I was like, wait, what? How'd they know I was on Twitter? So that one's actually made it in.
Cleaner seems like one that I've seen just used around as well, not in Shadowrun.
Because you can picture John Wick needing a cleaner.
Well, no, cleaner, when I think of the professional.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was a cleaner. They call him that in the movie.
All right. I think we're reaching now.
Yeah, it's not as if the list is that long.
I think it's as GM, if you're going to GM Shadowrun, and if you really want to get immersed, it's trying to use these terms and not using today terms, but try to use these other terms for flavor. But you can totally, like, overdo it to the point where they don't understand at all what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of want to use it, but you got to have that nice, delicate balance of how much do you use. And then you want to make sure they still get your point.
Ooh, you can have them buy a translation app. Let's say, like, the guy you're talking to is, like, a street person that only uses, like, hard slang. And they can have, like, a translation app for that. And you can give them the text for it.
There you go.
That's immersion right there.
That's immersion, yeah. But it is something that I think it's important to use. But, like, so in any system... I know we're very focused on Shadowrun. I'm currently in an Aliens game. Now, we have all seen the Aliens movies. We know what Marines sound like. So now when I'm in this, I'm tapping into what I've heard Space Marines say in the movies. And so you kind of start to adopt the lingo and the jargon, whatever setting you're in. It's just, at what point is it just too much?
I seem to remember a amusing meme that was posted a while back that was just constructed out of an image of some Marvel comic, or maybe it was DC, where they were desperately trying to appeal to newer audiences by using what they thought was modern lingo and slang. And it was so painful to try and read that you couldn't even process what they were trying to say because you were just like, that's forced, that's forced, that's forced.
I haven't seen that, but I'm picturing Captain America with a skateboard over his shoulder trying to talk like Steve Buscemi. Like, what's up, other young kids?
Well, I think it was like Spider-Man and several young heroes all doing it while looking at something, saying it's like, oh, wow, that's whack. And oh, God.
Stop trying to make Fetch happen. No one's seen that movie. All right.
Fetch is Fetch. And I have seen that movie, and it's becoming a musical.
What? Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh, son of a slitch. So.
Wow, that one really does sound worse.
See? Yeah. It does. It sounds way worse.
You know why? It's because it's half slut, half bitch.
Yeah.
Is that well, why?
That's why. That's got to be it.
Sounds pretty damn dirty.
It sounds harsher, right?
Yeah.
It souns harsher.
I think it's because it's got the slit at the beginning. This yeah. S sound.
So one thing that's not on this list that I think I'm more likely to use than most of these is something is cool or neat or awesome, and I might say that's shiny. And I do that in real life now. Thank you, Firefly.
Do you? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And I think of Kaylee every time I do it.
I mean, I could easily see doing that because it's like if you're going for the whole, oh, it's shiny. I want it. It's pretty. I'm going to act like a fucking magpie now.
The problem with that is I've got a 10-year-old son. And so when I say something is shiny, he goes to Pokemon. And I'm like, oh.
Because he plays the bad Pokemon.
Well, he's too young to know about Fire or to have seen Firefly. There's like a few episodes that he could probably watch, but then he'd want to watch the rest, and then he'd have the heartbreak with realizing that there was only one season.
Aren't shinies trivial to get now in Pokemon?
Pokemon Go, yes. Mainline Pokemon, it's a grind.
I thought Sword and Shield had something where you get a 100% chance of shiny whenever you do this.
I don't think Sword and Shield is something that people... Jeff is an old school Pokemon person, and
I'm red, pretty... blue, and yellow.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Past that, it's dead. You know, you gotta go with the OG.
Yeah. So anything that's played on a phone or the Switch is dead to a lot of Pokemon, old school Pokemon players. Anyway, that's a completely off topic.
Tangent. Can we just talk about Pokemon now?
No, I will leave.
So what season of Pokemon are they on in 2080?
Goodbye.
Can we stop with this Drek?
All right. I'm not sure what other...
I mean, there's just not a lot to do with it.
So do you think CGL has done their part in making the slang terms, or do you think most of the slang terms are coming from players, coming from the fiction works? Do you think CGL is actively trying to make words? How do you think these words are coming about?
I feel like if we had to choose, and I don't have any empirical data to back this up, but I feel like anything that is super dumb other than hoop, CGL might have added. But I've read a bunch of the older novels, and they had some of the Dreks and the Frags in them. But to be fair, Battlestar Galactica used Frag instead of, or the rebooted Battlestar Galactica used Frag instead of Fuck, basically just to get around censors again. So some of that makes sense. I feel like CGL is a terrible, and I don't want to jump on them too much, but if they did add any new slang or lingo, it was probably just the typo that made it past the
editors. Argle
bargle. Harsh.
Argle bargle. That was a long way for a setup of that joke.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I don't know, I think it comes from the community more so than from CGL.
I think it's also a mix of like older media, so like Meat Space type of stuff, just anything that had to do with, you know, cyberpunk type of stuff.
Some of these are also just quicker to say and give a concept that just makes sense with the setting. So I can easily understand it coming from a variety of sources, be it players or even the writers. It's just like, I don't want to have the character go into explaining the task that he just did, he's going to have a word that he just refers to that talks about that whole process. That is probably something that sounds vaguely descriptive of what that process is like. So, dump. He just got kicked out of the Matrix.
Yeah.
He felt like he just got poured back in his body.
Some of it definitely comes from the source of cyberpunk, you know. Pretty sure Neuromancer was the first one to talk about jacking in, and I don't know if they had dump shock in there, but getting booted out of the Matrix was probably unpleasant, so you could definitely see how that, if you wake up after getting knocked out, it's a disoriented, confusing thing, and dump shock definitely kind of, that's slang that makes, that just makes sense. If I say you wake up after getting dump shock from being kicked out of the Matrix, like, you understand, okay, someone pulled that cord out of my head, and I'm no longer in the virtual reality, and I'm now in meat space, and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? All of a sudden, I have a body, and blah, blah, blah. You can explain all of those feelings with just two words. So some of that makes sense, but I also feel like Shadowrun didn't invent those. Like, they were added from the kind of the cyberpunk aesthetic.
Yeah, but there's nothing strictly wrong with that. It adopted those things, and they work very well for it.
Well, when we get the Matrix in real life, I'm pretty sure if the power goes out and you get kicked out of the Matrix, you're going to face some form of dump shock. We're probably not going to have the redlined experience that people with the SimSense inhibitors wouldn't feel. Like, we're not going to, you're not going to be able to take lethal damage the first time we do this. But let's be honest, the chances of that not happening are very slim. Like, we're going to eventually be able to put our brains into a computer. And when bad things happen in there, our meat bodies are going to be very confused because we're not built for that. So stuff like that, just like those kind of slangs, I feel like when that eventuality actually happens, we already have words from it from this game setting and this literary genre.
Mm-hmm.
These words are going to come into meaning. Just like when he first mentioned the Matrix, like, people that get online, a lot of them feel like they're in the Matrix. Yes, they're not actually doing virtual reality for the most part, but now mm-hmm. we have that. So, it's not too far off.
My God, it's VR chat. That is the true Matrix.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with any of that.
I don't know, but it sounded good.
You know, I sounded like I really... even if I didn't know what I was talking about, I believed it.
So I just made the mistake of scrolling down to Street Slang Around the World, England edition.
Oh, that is probably the most boring.
Half of these don't even polite. Make sense.
Oh, that's because it's England. I mean, they still call fries chips.
And apparently sherbet is now a drink.
Would they let it melt?
I guess.
It's hard to adopt when you're in character. You can do the normal ones, you know. I think we use frag just so we're not, but you know, we're not using the other expletive. But it feels more natural to use the other one.
Can you really picture fuck going away in 69 years?
I hope not. I mean, I don't want to live in that world. I'll be dead by then anyway. So,
and we all will. Well, actually. From what I've read, someone today will probably live for the rest of humanity, which is a terrifying thought. But yeah, like, but then go back and listen to like the early recordings of like news conferences from early radio and hear how different they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the cadence and the pitch from the bad recording stuff. They actually just flat out talk different. And
you talk
different.
About the way they talk like this.
Yeah.
You know that's a made up accent, right?
But you go back and listen to some of that stuff and you like hear that ridiculous like newsy thing. And like clearly we have the in a world where like that ridiculous thing is like how you talk about things today. I don't know. Just hearing them talk back then and hearing, you know, just go back to watch a advertisement in the 80s and hear how different and archaic it seems. And fast forward it by another two times and think about how different it's going to be then.
No, it makes sense. It will change. It's just...
I will say, Shadowrun was prescient because we had lockdown in our vocabulary well before 2020. Because of DGL and that ridiculous nanite infestation. So it's possible that some of these things will come to pass and we'll have other stupid things, but we've already mentioned Fetch from Mean Girls, where somebody was just trying to make a new thing happen. But I remember when I moved from Illinois to Virginia, and in the middle of my high school career, and all of a sudden everyone was talking about bombs all the time, and I was so confused. Oh, you need a bomb, and like that hadn't made it to rural America, so that wasn't something that any of us had said in my high school. Like my entire high school had never said you need a bomb, and that was like all over my new high school, and I was had trouble conversing with some of these people because. We just didn't speak the same lingo. So it's definitely possible for things to change very quickly over, one country, much less if we had an influx of people from other countries bringing their particular slangs and nomenclature and blah, blah, blah in. So, just saying. So, that is slang.
That's a slang. That is slang.
This may not be the best recording we've ever done, but I feel like there's a lot of usable things in here.
And some unusable things.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to generate conversation, so people come into the server and they'll talk about it. Maybe they'll have some great slang that they use in their games that we haven't heard yet.
I'm really hoping people come in and there's like some part of Shadowrun slang that is used in literally every game they've ever played. And they're like, how could you not talk about this?
Exactly. That's what I want to hear, too.
Yeah.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.